All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin Robbery Proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played,
"Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
Well, you knew we was going to play that.
Well, yeah, how can we not?
Lost Charlie Daniels. This year sucks. Joe Diffie, Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels in the pool.
And Charlie Daniels is like, he's like hometown. I mean,
yeah,
Mount
that's
Julia.
Way worse than Murder Hornets.
Yeah, this is bad. We're upset now. Charlie Daniels is gone.
It's depressing.
And Charlie Daniels is one of those that... You could turn on the rock and roll station and hear Charlie Daniels.
Charlie
country
Daniels
station.
On KDF.
Yeah.
Charlie Daniels on WJLE.
You go to a nightclub and hear Charlie Daniels.
KDF. Anybody remember when KDF was a rock station?
When it was cool.
They still broadcast?
But, yeah, he was just loved by everybody.
Well, yeah.
Everybody loved Charlie Daniels. He was rock and country.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pick old fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
was watching Today Show, and they had like a 5-minute story about that Broadway star that died of coronavirus.
Who's that?
I don't know. Who's I still that? Don't know his name. Never What's heard his? Of him until he got coronavirus.
Hmm.
And they did 15 seconds on Charlie Daniels.
Wow.
That's how in touch the Today Show is.
They really understand what's going on out in the real world. They
understand who the big stars are.
Nobody like Charlie Daniels. This Broadway guy, though.
Yeah.
That, you know.
This guy that nobody's ever heard of, right. except for unless you live in New York.
Except
one
street in New York.
Boneheads.
Call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Tell I'm hung up in Dallas. They won't let me out of this jail. If she asks you how I'm faring, tell I'm just about to lose my mind. John Lee Walker was a car mechanic. Had a hand for trouble and an eye for cash. Luckiest man in Dallas County. He had a gold watch chain and a black mustache. And he loved his whiskey and he loved his women. Drove a big long Cadillac limousine. Kept a big fine fancy townhouse in Dallas. And a hotel suite in New Orleans. Carried a switchblade knife in his left hip pocket. And a 44 hog leg up under his coat. Cut you down in a New York minute. If they catch you cheating, that was all she wrote. So call up Trudy on the telephone. Send her a letter in the mail. Last Friday evening, sure as hell didn't mean to stay. I was on my way back to Louisiana. Had a powerful thirst in 6 months' pay. I met a peroxide blonde in a bar on D-Bell. I was flying high and feeling mean. Poured down a bottle and a half of red eye. Dropped $35 in the slot machine, and the boys in the back was a dealing seven card. Sit down and won me 110. I was raking in chips like Grant took Richmond. The big John Lee called me strolling in. He red dogged the table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bread. I accused him of cheating. He reached pistol. I grabbed the chair and went upside of his head, and then I took off a running like a motorcycle. A wood foot. Heard the bullets whining and the sirens wail. But it took half the cops in Dallas County just to put one coon ass boy in jail. So call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Well, I'm hung up in Dallas, and they won't let me out of this jail. If you ask me how I'm feeling, well, I'm just about to lose my mind. But worried about old Johnny Walker and the girl I left behind. Call up to the arm. Telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Well, I'm hung up in Dallas. They won't let me out of jail. If you ask me how I'm feeling.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Hey, Chris, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just storing this anvil up here in the attic.
Anvil in the attic?
Yeah, you want to see it? Here, catch.
Oh!
Chris, what happened?
Oh, he got hit with an anvil again. You'd think he'd learn.
Should we get him to the hospital?
I guess we'll take him over to St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital. Steve, did you know their goal is to help people with DeKalb County and surrounding areas lead healthier lives and to transform health care through what they do best, health caring?
You've told me this before, Chris.
Yeah, they strive to provide the highest standard of care while putting their patients at the center of everything they do. Shh, Reed, we're talking.
Oh, Mama, I don't want to go to school.
Yeah, they won HealthStream's Insights and Excellence Award, and you can check them out online at www.dekalbcommunityhospital.com.
Yeah, Chris, I guess we better load up on Jell-O and Pudding Pops.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryer. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Well, Steve Quick is not in the studio. Steve Quick does our interviews. The big guy, you know, he was Charlie Daniels Band's backup sousaphone player.
Oh, I remember that
many
guy.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's not here.
Where's he at?
Said he's going home to work on his MySpace page. I didn't know that was still around. Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I need to go look and make sure mine are not still up.
Anyway, Steve don't have an interview this week.
Well, what are we going to do now?
He said to play some Charlie Daniels music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I guess we'll do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, might as well.
Picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Betts picking on that red guitar. So get around, now get around, chill and be down. Well, just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud here and be proud. And you can be proud here and I'll be proud. You will live because the South's gonna do it again and again.
sitting on a bale of hay. He ain't good looking, but he sure can play. And there's ZZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee are digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud to a rebel, cause size don't do it again. Yes, it is.
Flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is the place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
They ain't read you, Rick, the mystery truck.
Ruh-roh.
Get great coverage and affordable rates through Farm Bureau Insurance.
Who's that?
Shh, that's my wife.
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
What about mystery trucks?
Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. They even have individual, family, and children's plans. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithville or give them a call at 597-7751.
Your wife sure is smart. Well, if you need further proof that the world is coming to an end...
Don't.
Kanye West has announced he's running for president.
Oh, you gave it to me anyway.
On the birthday party ticket.
The birthday party ticket, is it? I hope that doesn't have anything to do with birthday suits.
I mean,
we've all already seen his wife naked, but I don't need to see him.
Yeah. why not? He'd still be better than a lot of them.
As long as he keeps his clothes on.
He'd still be better than Hillary or, some of them. But
yeah.
Might as well. Of course, then we'd have, he wins, we'll have Beyonce Day. And
right.
Taylor Swift would be exiled to Canada.
I'm going to let you talk.
Which might not be a good, it might be a bad thing. I might vote for it.
I'm good for that. You're the Taylor Swift, Beyonce all day long?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? things could be worse. In other news, Lady A-Holes are suing blues singer Lady A over the name Lady A. The A-Holes used to be called Lady Antebellum and decided Antebellum was insensitive. So they decided to change their name to Lady A-Holes.
Which was already a name already taken by a nice black lady in Seattle.
So, rather than...
For some reason, she didn't like that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
So, rather than, bowing to pressure there and you know, keeping Lady Antebellum, they're going to sue the nice black lady and right. try to steal
Good
her
move.
Name.
That makes people rush right out and buy one of your crappy records.
Are they still recording?
Who cares? They won't be for long when this lady gets through with it.
And also, the Dixie Chicks are now just called Chicks. And that that is just totally surprising to me because I didn't know they were still together. I thought they were gone.
Are they actually chicks?
That's up for debate.
I thought they were cross.
We need some sort of test going on there.
I don't know about that.
The eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure good, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
On WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau, St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital,
DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production, and I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Until we ride your way again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is settled and where you run.
No more Taylor Swift.
Kanye for president.
Yes, sir.